Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. 10 years after historian Catherine Corliss began her investigation into burials at the Tuam Mother and Baby Home, a director has been appointed to lead the excavation of the site in County Galway and identify where possible remains. The bodies of almost 800 babies were interred in a disused septic tank at the home. Today, Minister Roderick O'Gorman announced that a former official with the International Committee of the Red Cross, Daniel McSweeney, will head up the authorised intervention Tuam. The minister has also brought in an outside negotiator to deal with the religious orders over their contribution to the Mother and Baby Homes Redress Scheme. We've been talking to Minister Roderick O'Gorman this lunchtime. First, how quickly does he expect the work will begin on exhuming remains at the Tuam site?
So I'm delighted that Daniel McSweeney has been appointed as the Director of Authorised Intervention in Tuam. And Mr McSweeney, he'll oversee the excavation, the recovery and the analysis of the children's remains located at the site of the former Mother and Baby Institution in Tuam in Galway. Mr McSweeney has great experience. He's worked for the International Committee of the Red Cross for the last 15 years. And in particular, he was the Red Cross envoy on missing persons in the Caucasus region, helping families find the graves, find the remains of loved ones from wars in that region. So Mr McSweeney now becomes the director of this agency, and he will be in charge in terms of the initial works on site, the protection and preservation of the site, and indeed in initiating the excavation. So I've no doubt that he'll work as expeditiously as possible, but also in a way that makes sure that the excavation takes place in a way that ensures the best results for ultimately for families of former residents can be achieved.
Crucial here, of course, will be the use of DNA, matching the remains of some of the babies with survivors today. Now, has a process of taking DNA from people who believe they had relatives interred in this mass grave, has that even begun at this stage?
So this is a deeply complex operation. It's going to be one of the most complicated forensic excavations in the world taking place. There hasn't been an initial gathering a collection of DNA of family members yet, and we've agreed with Mr McSweeney that his initial engagements today and over the next number of weeks will actually be with families and relatives of survivors or former residents of the Tuam Institution, prior to actually him engaging with the media, because I think it's important that he builds that relationship and he explains to them the processes that will follow on now.
And what would he be able to say to them again about the timescale of this, when he might be able to match survivors with remains at this site?
Well, I think he's going to go. He will be visiting the site in Tuam. Our department has given support in terms of establishing core staffing and core administrative structures for the new agency, and I think he'll be best placed to provide families with an indication of the timelines that he'll be working on. The agency, it's established for a 5-year period, and you know it will be funded by my department for each of those 5 years.
I mean, it's just, this has gone on now for very many years. The families have been waiting for very many years, a decade or more, and yet still you can't say to them what the timescale is now.
I think we have to leave it to the experts at this stage, Brian. We've put in place the legal structures to allow this deeply complicated excavation, recovery and analysis of these remains.
This covers Tuam, where there are almost 800 remains. What about Bessper and Cork? Again, 800 remains thought to be there. Sean Ross Abbey, more than 1,000 babies buried there. What happens in relation to those sites?
Well, this agency, as you say, is established for Tuam. The legislation that we passed last year that I brought through the Houses does allow a similar agency be established for other sites if the criteria set out in the legislation is met. I know I've met with families and relatives of those in Shanross. I visited Shanross last summer, and I continue to engage with groups there. And I know in Bessborough, I've made submissions to both Bord Pleanála and Cork County Council in terms of the preservation of the identity identified gravesite at that location.
Yes, but the families in relation to those two sites will, and the relatives, will have to wait for quite some time more.
I think it's important to say, Ryan, there are different views among family members as to whether a full excavation like which we're proposing in Shum take place in other locations. I think the particularly abhorrent nature of the treatment of the remains of children in Shum, the fact that they were placed in this tank without any sort of correct burial procedures taking place is what was always so deeply traumatic for family members there. So for example, in Shanross, a trial excavation was undertaken by the Commission of Investigation at that site. It did identify the remains of children in mm-hmm. coffins. So, the situation in Shum, I think, has always been regarded by everyone as significantly different. But it is important to say the legislation does allow interventions in other sites if it was decided to do
so. On this, is there any question of inquests being carried out in relation to these deaths?
We have designed the legislation so that the coroner for the area covering Shum will have full access to all information coming from the site and will be able to intervene at any point if they feel it's necessary. So there was an initial draft of the legislation. There was an exclusion of the jurisdiction of the coroner. Having listened to families and relatives down there, we removed that in the final draft. So there is nothing preventing the engagement of the coroner if the coroner felt it was necessary.
You're also announcing the appointment today of Sheila Noonan, formerly of the INTO, as the lead negotiator with the religious bodies in relation to the redress scheme, in relation to those religious orders contributing to that scheme. Why have you felt it necessary to bring in an outside negotiator?
I think when we began the process of legislating to provide for payments for former residents, we indicated we'd seek a meaningful contribution from congregations and religious orders. And now we are looking to engage someone with the degree of negotiation experience that Sheila Noonan has to progress those engagements with these congregations. I met with a number of these congregations. I set out my belief that a meaningful contribution was needed from them, and now we're looking to progress those engagements.
Right. Minister, before I let you go, a question or two in relation to one of your other responsibilities for integration and for accommodating refugees and people seeking international protection. We've had the situation in Inch in County Clare. Separately, there have been protests at Corrafin, also in County Clare. Are there plans for a centre there?
There's not. This is entirely as the result of misinformation that's been circulated on social media, detailed misinformation setting out indicative numbers, indicative genders. We are not using the site that has been identified in Corrafin. It's never been offered to us, and I suppose I can't be clearer than that.
Right, you have, though, confirmed, or your department has confirmed, that there are plans to develop. It'll be a very substantial centre at Ballybrit, just outside Galway.
Yes, we're hoping to accommodate 300 international protection applicants in an industrial estate in Ballybrit. We've engaged with, yesterday I would have notified local TDs, senator and senators, and we're engaging further with Galway City Council and with, NGO groups in terms of letting them know about the opening of that centre.
And are there plans to consult with or inform or in any way have contact with local residents?
Well, we've begun this process of the provision of information, we've always said it's the provision of information, and we've done a detailed briefing in terms of what's planned for this particular location, and if more questions come up, we can obviously respond to them in detail as well.
Minister Robert O'Gorman speaking to me earlier.